You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. But the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to the Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Listen, Merk Merch is the name. That's where you get your Merkel Media apparel. We have discounts on the store right now. And if you're a member, hit the app and get your discount code for site-wide discounts right now through July 15th. You got till July 15th to use the discount code, so go ahead and check it out. MerkelFilms.com is where you can get your on-demand streaming on. We have new producers coming to the platform soon. I'm very excited about it. And you'll have more things to stream right there on MerkelFilms.com, so go ahead, check it out. If you haven't watched any of our documentaries, you should do that, because there's more coming very soon. All right, today we have Charles coming on the show, and Charles used to work on the oil fields, and in Texas, he had a Bigfoot encounter on an oil field where the massive dark figure, it loomed only like 50 feet away from him, and it gave him such a strong presence of terrifying fear, he considered diving into a toxic tank to escape it. Let's get to Charles and this terrifying experience he had on the oil fields right now. All right, today we have Charlie on the show. Charlie from Texas, but not really right now. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
We just got done talking a little bit, and you're far from home these days, but you're planning on going back to Texas hopefully in the next few years. So good on you for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I have a lot of dear friends in Texas, so Though I love Tennessee first. Texas, it's not so bad, I suppose. So
not too shabby, yeah.
It's okay. But I wonder how many Texans are listening right now and they just turned it off. Like, if it's okay, then boop. I know the Texas pride runs deep, but you know what? The Tennessee pride runs deep too. So I'm a transplant, but I feel like it runs through my veins already. So you used to work on an oil field, right? And is that an accurate statement?
Yeah. So oil field is kind of a broad statement, right? It encompasses all kinds of things from construction to drilling to completions, production, and then maintenance, facilities, all kinds of things. My specific job, the nature of my specific job was I was called a well tester. And what I would do is, so they would come in and frack a well. And you being from Pennsylvania, you're pretty familiar with fracking, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I love it.
And
I love
the hate, the viral hate of fracking, man, is just unbelievable up there. But, yeah, so frack would come in. And they would frack the well. Frack stands for fracturization, right? So they pump high pressure water and gel and sand down hole, down the well bore, into some perforations that are already there. That's a whole other story, but they pressure up on it and it cracks the ground, right? And then the sand flows into it and it props open the fracture, right? And so my job was to come and flow back all that fluid and gel and sand. Well, hopefully the sand stays, but to flow back all the stuff they put downhole, right? And so my specific job was to take numbers, to do the calculations, to figure out gas rates, water rates, oil rate, super compressibility factors, it's a bunch. But it was to clean up the well bore and get it ready to put to the pipeline to go to facility.
Is that a physical job?
It can be.
Because the image that I have of the oil fields is like these guys with these big drills, boom, and slamming around and dodging death every 5 seconds.
Yeah. So, there is that part. If you've ever seen that, what was that, that show that was on TV for a while where the, Bulldog Drilling Company I think it's Bulldog Drilling Company was anyway, Black Gold. You remember that show, Black Gold?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, so there's the drilling aspect, which everything is big and huge and large and heavy and will kill you. And then there's the completion side where everything is super high pressure and huge and heavy and will kill you. And then there's the production side, which everything is huge on another level, a smaller level, but it's still big. You know, the derrick is on an average workover rig is like, I don't know, 110 foot to the crown, 115 foot to the crown, which is the very top of the derrick. Everything is physical until it's not, right? And then it's a pretty good gig, man. It's kind of Cadillac. But for a well tester, the first 3 to 4 days, depending on the well, it's difficult. It's, you know, you're cutting stuff out with high pressure sand and gas and you're in a lot of danger because you're dealing with gas, right? And so just a spark can set a gas fire. But I specifically dealt with H2S, hydrogen sulfide, which is poisonous gas. It's the second deadliest gas on the planet. That's not made by the government or whatever, you know. But it's the deadliest naturally occurring gas on the planet. Wow. And they measure it by parts per million. And which it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a part per million, right? So if you line up a million particles of air, you take one away, you replace it with something else, that is one part per million, right? Well, with H2S, it takes 600 parts will kill you. 600 out of a million, which a visual of that would be like a 55-gallon drum, completely empty, you know, and you dump a tablespoon of fluid into it, that would be roughly 600 parts per million.
Wow. Well, better you than me, my friend, because I'm not a truck driver anymore. So I'll admit something that I would never dare to while I was still driving truck. I was terrible at following rules and regulations when it came to hazmat transportation. Mm-hmm. Terrible. I'd look at my sheets and I'd see something like, oh, I've never seen that before. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Totally fine.
It's happened to me at least once or twice where I would get back to the terminal and I would, I got called on the carpet for transporting, I think it was a corrosive material next to food in the trailer. They're like, You need to have at least one pallet space between. And I was just like, you guys were rushing me. I had to get back. I have a timeline to meet. If you don't set the timelines, I'll be able to take my time and make sure the loads looked right.
Yeah.
I was terrible at that stuff. So I would not be applying for that kind of a job for sure. But while you're out there on the oil field, you have an interesting experience out there I'd like you to get into because, you know, we hear people that talk about Bigfoot in East Texas, the big thicket and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember ever hearing somebody talk about an experience like that at an oil well rig or in that field. And so I'd like to hear what you experienced for sure.
Okay. It was, you know, it was roughly 2000, 2001 right there. And we were on this plot of land. It's called Coon Pond Ranch, right? It's a hunting ranch, and you pay by the gun to be there, and you have to pay membership dues and all that stuff. But it actually sits between Alto, Texas, and Elkhart, Texas, on 294, Highway 294, and it's actually right off of the Trinity River. This place was, I had worked on it a long time ago on a workover rig. You know, my dad was oil field. I was raised oil field, just kind of in my blood. And, so the place was, it always gave me a weird, the heebie-jeebies. That would just gave me the, I really don't want to be there kind of feeling. And one day when I was on lunch break, I just went walking around, you know, and they were building another location right next door to us. And I saw some dirt piled up that the dozer driver had piled up, you know, and there was some artifact, like piece of pottery. Right? And it was Native American. And so I was like, huh, that's curious. And I waved him down. I was like, hey man, you're pushing stuff. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, there's some potteries and some pottery and stuff in your cuttings. And so, I mean, aren't you supposed to tell somebody about that? He goes, yeah, I just went back to those, you know.
That sounds like me with my hazmat.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, it's funny. But I was like, man, this ain't right. You know, this is like, this just ain't right. It's just not right. And so, but it's none of my business, right? I'm there to put pipe in the ground. That's all I'm there for. So I go back over the rig and we go back to work. Well, fast forward some years later, to 2000, 2001, from 1995, 1996 era, right? I'm on this well, and it's for a company called Heirloom, And we're on this location, and it was kind of freaky because it still gave me the weird feeling, you know, just that feeling that either I'm not supposed to be there or I just really don't want to be there. You know, it was just kind of an oppressive feeling. And so we rig up our equipment, right? And we rig up, you know what a light tower is? You see them all the time on the highways at night when they're doing construction, you know?
Yep, yep.
One light tower should light up. If all the lights are facing in the same direction, it should light up a 70 to 90 foot path, right? And like face of the sun kind of light up, right? I'm not talking, that's vague, you know, but no, I'm talking very, very bright. And so we had 11 light towers on a half acre location, and it was still dark. Like they was all running, man. They were all running. And so I was like, man, that's freaky. You know, the place already feels weird to begin with. And about the third night into flowing back this well, it's not really doing much of anything. You know, I'm used to flowing wells back that were flowing anywhere from 80 to 250 barrels an hour, 350 barrels an hour, you know. And this was doing like 2.5, you know. So it was like really not doing anything. And it was kind of a skunk well, which is another weird thing, is that almost every well that was on that property was a trash well. And as far as I know, it still is. They still are trash wells. They're just, they just don't produce. It's like 10 to 12, 10 to midnight. And, it's time for me to go out and get a reading, right? It's kind of raining, you know, a little bit mist, really not a full blown rain, but, I go to the wellhead and get my pressures. I go to the manifold. I get my pressures. I go to the separator and check my pressures and check my fluids. And then it's time for me to get up on top of the tank and do what's called strapping the tank, right? You got this piece of brass. It's like 6 inches long and it's on a tank strap. And it's like a tape measure for fluids. That's what it is. And, you have a formula that you have to use. It gives you the barrels per inch, and then you just figure out, you know, that's how many barrels I made the last hour, right? And I just hit bottom with the plumb bob, and I heard something cracking through the trees.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.